Well, now, would there be a difference between tote and carry, say?
Well, yeah, I'm called toting is heavy.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call something that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
What do you call a limelight? Let me see. Have it feet what?
It lives in the water and it's got a shell on it. It's about this big and it's got its
taffy?
That's right. Well, now, what do you call one of these same things that lives on the dry land?
Well, I call them turtles or gophers or something like that. One or two of them.
That's fine. Have you ever heard them called a cuda?
Yeah, well, they call these loggerhead gophers, they call them cudas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I come along.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call the insides of a hog that people eat?
Inside. Well, the liver and the light and the chitlins.
Okay, fine. And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
I don't know. I ain't never eaten nothing on the inside, nothing but a hole.
Okay. What do you call the middle of an egg?
That yellow part.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
I call it his breast.
If somebody wants to go fishing, wants to go out on a river to go fishing, what would you call the thing that he'd get into to go out on the river?
Boat.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard people use the word bateau?
Yes, ma'am, I've heard that.
Well, now, is there a difference between a boat and a bateau?
No, it's the same thing as far as I know.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what does a bateau look like?
It's got two sharp ends, a back end, and it's made out of wood, and it's wide, got a seat up on it, and got the boats, to batter the water, to carry them along.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, and this thing's called
boat or batter
animal.
That's
right. Okay, fine. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip. Pillow slip.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that sure is a pretty what of beads?
Pair of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you say one man really
hooked that man.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
I call it the calf of the leg.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say he got down on his haunches or his hunkers or something like that?
Yeah, knees.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Person that don't love to divide. Take everything you give him and don't divide what he got with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see, you might say about somebody, he never wants to turn loose a penny.
That's right.
He's really a
stingy.
Okay. If you were speaking about somebody, the way somebody looked, who didn't look very good, would you ever use the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky to talk about?
I've heard folks say I know you. Of course, I've seen some look that way.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what would people say, you know, if they were going to use one of those words?
Well, they'd say nasty, filthy, or slouchy or something like that. Don't care how they go.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, could they use that word if they were talking about a man or a woman?
Yeah, well, it ain't right.
Okay. If you're talking about somebody who's wearing his best clothes.
That's right.
You say, he really looks
nice.